Hello, this is Nigel Longbottom, and you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Hello, this is one of Santa's elves, and you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Dobby didn't mean to hurt Harry Potter. Dobby, my name's Dobby, and he gave me a sock. Gave me clothing. You set me free, so now I can listen to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
This is so exciting. Wow, where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community, by the community. You can find us online at NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
And I'm Dave, Eat to Surf.
And hey, I'm Trey, a.k.a. Asherkon Zelo.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
Hello, Santa!
Here comes Trey Claus, here comes Trey Claus, right down Trey Claus Lane.
You bloody Americans just crack me up.
Is that Nigel we have with us tonight?
Nigel, so
didn't you hear me do the hello? Hello? Didn't you hear me do the hello?
Straight from the other side of the pond. Welcome, Nigel.
That's right. This is Nigel Longbottom.
A.K.A.?
Nigel Longbottom.
Because we like to have our
he doesn't know what an alias is, obviously.
I've never had to eat a surf before, but I think it might not be very flavorful.
I doubt it would be.
No, I would. I don't think it'd be very flavorful.
I think it might be more problematic if you were eaten by the surf instead of the surf being eaten by you.
So that's what you're talking about.
So, Dave, you want to hear me sing my song?
Oh, Dave, sure. it's really atrocious. You don't want to hear it.
I dare say I saw the words.
It might make a little bit of throw-up come up in the back of your throat there. Down that wrist spot, yeah, where it's really hard to swallow sometimes.
Yeah, that's called an ep.
Yeah.
Melting through the snow. In a one-night dragon sleigh.
There it is. It's right
all
there.
The hills we go, screaming all the way. Swords and shields ring, making a dead fight.
Correctly.
Oh, what fun it is to slay and sling in a killing song tonight. Hey!
Oh, killing cells, killing cells, killing all the way.
I don't know what he's had to drink, but he's a little daft.
What does daft mean?
Crazy, loony, off it upstairs.
Water, he's had about a six of tennies.
I'll bet he has.
Oh, that's cool.
That's why I just dropped down to a different continent.
Hello, my name's Nigel Flamingbottom.
And I just got off the train.
The twat?
I just got off over there?
I don't understand what you're saying. Please.
I just got off the train from Hogswart.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm from Texas.
The Americans, I'll come over there and kick your little ass. Stick my foot in your buttocks.
Bloody wankers.
Your foot? You have a foot?
Stick my foot in your boot.
So you've got a lot of snow, haven't you?
Yeah, he's
you guys
sniffing.
Have been shoveling too much snow.
He's sniffing some snow.
No, what snow? What is that? We don't get that around here.
Well, hey, this is the last show of 2009 of the Neverwinter Nights podcast, episode 121.
That's right, affection. Yeah. You stand on your head and look at the number 121, it's the same.
It looks more like 151 if you do it like that.
No, that's a mirror.
No, if you read it backwards, it's 121.
No, upside down, it's 121, just with a weird funk, no bend in the top, it's straight.
Well, if you turn it upside down and turn it around, then it's 151.
That's right, in a mirror.
Did you spin me right round, back and right round like a record, baby?
That was good.
In this episode, we're going to do some pretty weird stuff, apparently. Including some reminiscing of the past year's podcast.
Yeah, so is everybody having some good holidays?
Yeah, we just finished watching The Grinch.
Getting some time off.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Which Grinch did you see? The newest one?
No. No, the real Grinch.
Animated one?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
That's a bloody good show. I like it.
Well, hey, before we get to some reminiscing, let's do some news real quick. Is there any news in the cookie jar?
You mean the really horrible news for Wizards of the Coast?
I know, man. What's up with them? They're at it again, aren't they?
Yeah, seems like they've done their annual pre-Christmas layoffs.
Yep, looks that way. It looks like Skunk posted a couple of news items about the Wizards of the Coast. I didn't know that they laid off people every Christmas. Is that their general practice?
That was news to me, but from reading that, it sure seemed like it.
You know, that's got to bloody well suck if you're getting ready for Christmas and they get laid off like that.
I don't know.
Well, the bonuses probably happen like in 2 weeks or something. So.
Like, honey, we're going to have a bonus. Oh, wait, we just got sacked.
Yeah, so check that out. We'll put a link to that.
I am talking, right? You all hearing me?
Okay. I thought Trey was going to laugh at that one.
I was just checking, make sure. I was just coming across here because I thought I might have been muted and you were like not paying attention to me.
No, we didn't know what sacked.
Maybe I didn't get it.
Sacked. Lost your job. No paycheck, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. Bloody Americans.
Mind you, moose bites can be nasty.
Don't make me come across that pond and slap you naked.
Oh, you can't swim that far.
he's already naked.
So I guess world, not only are they laying people off, but I guess they're into lawsuits as well, huh?
Yeah, they're...
This time they're going after some big boys.
You mean Atari?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of big.
So I guess Dungeons & Dragons Online gained some serious momentum after Atari and developer Turbine relaunched the MMO and switched it to free-to-play. And so I guess that wasn't good for the D&D Online, because now...
It looks like they were in agreement whenever they did the European operations to Namco Bandai earlier in the year.
Uh-huh.
They made some agreements they shouldn't have, or they got them in some trouble.
Yeah, because now Wizards of the Coast and owners of Dungeons & Dragons license has filed a complaint with the District Court of Rhode Island against Atari. Allegations are fraud, as well as 5 separate breaches of licensing agreements. Man, that's not good.
Okay. Just something else to add money to the Atari's bottom line.
Well, Atari fired back that they said Hasbro's just trying to take back some rights that they had gotten from them in the first place. So,
yeah, I know, but that doesn't do good for our beloved game, does it?
No, it doesn't. Although probably not as bad as those 3 letters DOA.
But I don't get it. All the news is really depressing. It's really bringing me down. Because like the next thing you want to talk about is like the person that we real love, have been on the show before, stepping down from the Academy of Modding Excellence as the chairman.
Yeah, Tony and Darian. Tony, a.k.a. and Darian. I guess we got some news from Taipei today, actually, that... And Darian is stepping down as the chairman of the Academy of Modding Excellence, just like
yeah, him. But good for him because
Mr. Longbottom just said
he's wanting to work on his modding, so he wants to do more building. So, and I think it's left in good hands.
Yeah, and I guess Taipei has stepped up to become the chairman, and then they will vote for a new vice chairman, right?
That's what the. What the bylaws say that happens.
Are you still a member, Dave?
I'm not going to be a member next year. I couldn't give it the time. Well, I gave it a lot of time, and I realize I don't have that time. So,
now 2 days ago, we got an email from Tony in our show podcast email.
That would be show@neverwinternightspodcast.com, right?
Yeah, that would be right.
Are you making fun of me?
No, sorry.
Did somebody eat all your mints?
Hey, all my mints.
You need to really work on that. It's not very good.
Anyway, we got an email.
I don't even think I could be insulted by that. It's just so poor.
Hey, you British are sure to interrupt a lot.
And
so we got an email from Tony inviting us. Anyone who wins an award gets invited to be on the committee.
So it's not really an award. It's an assimilation.
I guess you could say that.
No, they just need really people that are in the community and are,
yep,
and are, you know, active.
So we'll see what we can do. I haven't answered him back yet, but I surely will.
It was fun. I mean, it was fun. You got to try a lot of stuff that you probably wouldn't have and open your eyes to new stuff. It was a blast. At least I can't do it at the same level I did last year. So even though it probably seemed like I didn't do anything.
Okay, so before we get on to our reminiscing, Mr. Longbottom, do you have anything else?
Yes, I was just about to say, I've got an announcement saying more on the positive side of things here. Well, everything else has been kind of dark and dreary so far. Is that the Neverwinter Nights podcast is putting together a Neverwinter Nights audio drama. Okay, so stick with me. It's going to get a little sticky and dicey here, so hold on. Bruce Nielsen graciously created an audio script from his Hall of Fame, The Light Reborn series. Yeah, the Hall of Fame one. Really, really good.
I see the light.
Yes, you shall. So what we're going to do is we've posted on the forums, we've got our own forum on there called the Neverwinter Nights Audio Drama. We have put out there the episode 1, and we're wanting people to do voice acting for the characters in there and post their recordings to the forum. Then we're going to pick some folks, get together, record some stuff, put it together, put some music, put some bling bling in it, and put it in the podcast.
Some bling bling?
You know, we've got to get sound effects and stuff, you know, a little BBC if there, go, make it sound great. We're going to do some audio massaging in the background, make it really fun.
So I bet they would have a part for Mr. Longbottom.
No, they might. Oh. Now, we've got like 6 episodes on this just alone for this module. And they were going to be doing them hopefully as segments in the Neverwinter Nights podcast. But if it really gets to going well, we're hoping to spin off our own podcast and do more community-written content for some of the characters we come up with. So it's got to be really exciting.
So that's awesome. You think we'll get some people who will bite?
Well, I don't know about getting bitten, but I hope that people do submit their voice acting skills, because I think there's a lot in the community that would really have fun with this. I don't understand this American sting bitten thing. I don't get that.
Breathe, Trey. In.
I can't stop laughing.
In.
Oh, my sides are hurting, so I'm trying not to make any noise.
You know, the Skype has this thing called mute.
Thank goodness I'm on a different channel.
Huh? Oh.
Well, he's definitely on a different channel. That's what he's
saying. Hey, haven't we known?
Hey, that's not very nice.
It's not.
So I thought we were going to reminisce now.
Yeah, let's get into the year in review. Neverwinter Nights podcast 2009. So how many episodes did we do for 2009?
4.
Skunk, who mysteriously disappeared from about an hour ago. I'm not sure what happened to him. Not sure why he didn't join us tonight.
I noticed it wasn't particularly smelly tonight. It's odd.
A.K.A. Mark. Anyway, he got out into the show notes here, and he listed every episode that we did in 2009. Appreciate that, Skunk.
One of the really cool things he did this year was used his real name last episode.
Yeah.
That was pretty weird.
So we did, I guess, we started off the year with episode 86, in which, speaking of Skunk, he interviewed Atari Europe.
How funny is that?
No. And then,
and they're back at the last show with a lawsuit. I don't get it.
And then we made it all the way through episode 120.
Well, this is 121, and it's still this year.
Well, okay, 121, yeah.
But when this must be next year when it comes out, though, right? Or would that be this week?
No, it'll be this week.
Okay, so.
So I need to find my kid to have him subtract 121 and 86.
But remember, there was one missing in there, if you remember.
Ooh, that's right, the famous missing episode.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Oh, you've got a lost episode. When's that coming out?
When's the what?
The lost episode.
When's the what?
I swear, I don't even know why I'm talking. He's not even listening to me.
What did you say? I'm messing with you. And actually...
I said my name's Nigel Longbottom, right? You know who I am, right?
What's 121 minus 86?
Plus one.
Oh, plus two, actually.
Well, there's only one missing episode.
We all know, remember we had the...
what is ding?
We had the ding podcast.
You had the ding episode, right?
Yeah, we had the ding episode.
Oh, dude, people are so daft.
Where, if y'all remember Jay, one of our hosts from a while ago, those ding girls got pissed at him.
Where's a while
he
ago?
The cousin of Longbottom's cousin?
I think he might be.
Came over on a little rowboat a long time ago. I don't think the answer you're looking for would be 35 if you just do 121 minus 86.
35 plus 1, yes, 36. But if the ding episode doesn't count, it's 37. Oh, no, we're supposed to subtract more.
Right.
So it'd be 34 if one of those is lost. Because we wouldn't do more episodes if one was lost, right?
And this is why we roll dice, because we can't add.
So which episode did we get lost?
So has anybody seen jaywalking recently?
Jaywalking?
Yeah, but
Longbottom, have you been jaywalking?
Again, I don't get what you're saying. It's just English language. I don't get it. You don't.
Okay, that's okay.
Words too strangely.
Just hang with me.
What's this jaywalking?
That's where you cross the street. You cross the street illegally. Not at an intersection.
See, we don't do that in England.
What do you call it there? Jay Burden?
It's where Jay Leno takes people and asks some questions that sitting at home everybody knows, but these people can't get.
Okay, whatever. So, hey, so Dave, you were involved with the lost episode. So what happened? Exactly what happened there?
It got lost.
Because it says it's never to air.
Well, I don't really know how much involvement I had in it. But
I thought you were there when it was recorded.
Yeah, but I'm not going to claim involvement in it.
How long have you been lost?
I just lent my voice to the project.
So what happened?
I don't know. It probably ended up with really no thread about anything at all. But
Was anybody hurt?
I think a couple of small animals might have been, and we didn't have some of the Humane Society watching. So,
was there any skunks hurt in the making of that episode?
I think isn't every episode have a skunk involved getting hurt?
I don't know. The one that scares me is the host gone wild.
I did have something. With
what
that
episode
one.
Was that? Oh yeah, 96.
Gee,
which episode? Say that again.
Hang on, I gotta let my cat out of here. That's not a joke. My cat's tearing up.
Again with these American phrases. I don't get them.
I know. What does "get your cat out" mean?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Is that anything like? Never mind.
It means there's a cat trying to tear up my carpet to get out.
Oh, you're a pussy. Oh, okay.
I knew he was coming with that. Are you petting your pussy again?
I had to put your pussy out. I understand.
That's Ted Nugent. Cat scratch fever.
So what happened in episode 96?
Speaking of host gone wild.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds a lot like it's probably a lot like the lost episode. Skunk's description is, or the description we gave it was, Dave Skunk and Michelle babble for a long, long, long time about all things Neverwinter.
We also had a first. We actually were interviewed by another podcast
at the
beginning of the year in episode 88 and 89. That was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Lagwar.com.
And we did the whole IRC live stream stuff.
Yeah, that's true. We did that for the first time.
Groundbreaking we were.
And that was all going pretty good until Skunk started taking his clothes off.
Who? I just don't know what to say about that.
And that's all I've got to say about that.
We also had Rogue Dial Studios on again. And then in episode 91, we had our own Cat Dragon Star. We interviewed her team.
Is this the same cat we were talking about earlier?
That I had to let out. No, Nigel.
Right, okay. Oh, that's our dragon.
Oh,
she's
right.
She's one of our hosts now, which I thought she was going to be here tonight. But
is that where Skunk went?
She must be sick.
You should never be cross with the dragon.
Yeah, I guess the dragon ate the skunk. So they didn't both show up.
But that's just like...
Because, really, you know, to a dragon, you're just warm and chewy on the outside and crunchy on the inside.
No, she pops a mite.
Oh, so you say.
And we had the Shadow Thieves' Master Kaveen back on this year to give us an update on their world. And then
Tony Evans.
It was memorable. It was a good interview, though. I do remember that.
You know what? I think the biggest mystery of Westgate was.
Go ahead. What?
If it was ever going to come out.
I know. In episode 95, we finally got it out.
That's what she said.
Oh no! Wait a second. No, it didn't actually come out then, did it?
No. It had a whole nother big long delay.
That was a teaser.
And we just got tired of delaying, so we did the episode anyway.
That was like a here it comes. No, it's not.
No, they thought it was coming out again.
Yeah, I know. And then
we're ready now. No, not really.
Well, they were ready 2 years before.
And I think Alan said just go ahead and put it out. Put out the interview. Yeah.
Such as work with big companies with history with that takes way back to.
Yeah, and then in 97, Skunk had an interview with Dances with Rogues.
Back in 97, Neverwinter Nights wasn't out then.
I said back in episode 97.
Oh, okay.
Well, glad I wasn't the only one confused.
There are a bunch of nutcases.
Well, then we got the QK.
Well, I don't think you should talk about Dances with Rogues like that.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to call you nutcases, Dances with Rogues.
That could be very confusing.
But speaking of nutcases, QK was interviewed after that in episode 98.
Yeah, his King for a Day module.
Is that a little tin thing you keep your nuts in?
And no, QK, you're not nuts.
What?
The nutcase. And speaking of nutcrackers, Christmas.
And then in episode 99, we had the Gaming Parents Studio, and that was a fun interview. E.C. Patterson was cool.
And Sir Chet.
Mm-hmm. And then we hit episode 100, which I guess was a milestone, and we did a backflash then as well, which is why it seems like it hasn't been too long ago since we did a backflash.
It's only 21 episodes.
I know.
Yeah, but we took a lot of space between that episode and this one because we'd been going every week for...
Right. Yeah, we started slowing down about then, didn't we?
Yeah, it was about exactly when we started slowing down.
Everybody started having to do other things.
So was it like we go, hey, we got to 100, hooray, time for a nap.
It was tea time.
It was time for tea. Ah, you're rolling me. And then Obsidian Shore, we had those guys on for an interview. And then George. Yeah. That's when David, a.k.a. Victus, came into the fold as a host as well. And he was around for what? I don't know, 5 or 6 episodes. And then he kind of just disappeared. I mean, I haven't heard from him. And forever, have you?
I think he's having connection problems. But that's all I've got to say about that.
He's having connection problems?
I don't know. I just edit that out. I was giving the guy a benefit of the doubt.
I think you were making that up.
Yeah.
He's making it up
as he goes along.
No, but I think you might have just pulled that out of your ass.
He's making it up as he goes along.
And then what do we have in 103? We have the NWN1 Golden Dragon finalist. We had the AME on the show again. We have them on the show quite a bit.
Well, it's a good fit.
Yep.
As they say in the biz world.
And then also another first was episode 104. We actually interviewed a game company.
Yeah, from Save to Play.
Yeah. And that's some cool technology if y'all don't remember.
They're called the Weapon of Voice, is that right?
Right. And then,
very cool.
Which actually I have a template I should put up for Never Winter Nights 1, and I have one for 2 somewhere.
If you download the latest version, it has all the templates for NWN.
I customized one though, so like, you know.
Right, you customized one for NWN1, right?
Yeah, and then I've added more to it, so like on your conversation choices, you can just say one and it picks.
Does it work well with accents?
It works great with accents.
It does.
It's amazing. I've tried it.
No, I've sat there and used different voices and it still works.
I find
although
that hard
sometimes
to believe.
Instead of
no, I'm serious, I did.
No, not that it doesn't work, although, but you do with different voices.
Bite me.
When you have your
bite me, you stupid
turned
Brit.
Off and out of the room, all you hear is somebody going, slot one, slot two. You know, it's like, sounds a little bit odd.
Could you imagine that? You know, they used to have these places where you would go in like an internet cafe, and it'd be for gaming, and everyone down there playing Say to Play, and they're just yelling stuff out loud.
Attack! Slot 4.
Right, it just would be chaos.
BFG 2000.
And your avatar is jumping around doing all sorts of stuff.
Recognize that would be crazy. I'd like to see that in a video.
Inventory. Oh, crap. My inventory just popped up.
I don't know what you call yours. I don't call mine inventory.
Moving right along. In episode 105, we interviewed the Icewind Dale NWN2 team.
Well, you keep talking like that, you'll be an Icewind Dale.
That'll knock it down.
Well, it sure will.
Icewind.
You might want to start that pot over again.
You're done at Night Owl now.
The Night Owl. All right.
Yeah. So who do we have in 106?
The Night Owl.
He loved you long time.
He was. I guess he's the only BioWare Forum moderator we've ever had on the show, isn't he?
Yeah, we asked him lots of questions.
Take another drink. Take another swig.
Would you like to try that again? Didn't go off very well the first time.
We asked him a lot of questions about banning people and if he'd had a lot of fun with the banning button.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay,
he was really politically correct about the thing. But
yeah,
have you been worried about being banned before?
I'm boring. I don't say anything worth banning.
But that episode led up to a really exciting one.
That's right.
The 2008 NWN1 Golden Dragon winners was in episode 107.
Wasn't there some kind of special award there?
Actually, I think we won in NWN2.
No, that was episode 115 is when we actually won.
Sorry.
Yeah, so we did
a little premature. Pardon me.
And between 108, 10, I'm sorry, between 107 and 108, we inserted a Ding podcast from the IGN network.
Ding!
Podcast number, their number 7th podcast.
This would be the one where this J person might have upset someone. Is that what you're saying
earlier? I think so, yes. I think he didn't like the fact that he couldn't download their episodes into iTunes and decided to tell them how much that sucked.
Have they had any more episodes since then?
I don't know. I haven't checked. I think they have. We actually invited them to come onto the show, and I guess they never did. Probably should ask them again. They did have skunk on one of their episodes after that, didn't they, Dave?
That was pretty scary, yeah.
Well, that explains a lot.
That was.
Or was this the one that he was on? Was
I
number
think
seven.
That was the one he was on.
Yeah, I think
it?
So, yeah. Yeah, number was, seven was the one he was actually on.
That's pretty
on.
Scary. No offense, Mark.
But is Mark here? Hello?
No, he's not here.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I was a bit frightening.
That's a bit
edit
frightening.
That out.
Right. Cheerio, pip, pip, and all that rot.
108.
Oh, that's right. 108, we had the World of Avalis. Avalis.
Yeah, that was the first one that we had with World of Avalis.
Because we just had them, was it 120?
No, 118. So they were episode 108 and then 10 later on 118.
But it was like 6 months between them.
Right.
Because we did like an episode in the summer.
Right. But they had a lot. They've had a lot going with that world. It's mega world, actually.
And actually, they still have their dungeon contest, don't they?
Going on, yeah. Did you enter that?
Nope. Not yet. I'm working hard and heavy. Nice. I'm working hard on Treasure Island right now. So.
And then we had the first part of our Grill Gamer.
Oh, just how long did it take to get this on the air?
A long time.
This was a project in long time works, right? I mean, this was took quite a bit of effort from the group to get together.
Long time no go.
No, it went and then got eaten up and then.
Right.
Yeah, they did it once.
I can do it again, right?
Yeah, they did it once back in 2008 and lost the file or it got corrupted or something.
The dog ate it.
Yeah. That was about the same time that Rob McGinnis left Obsidian.
Yeah, McGnome.
Between the Girl Gamer roundtables, we had the Realms of Trinity.
That's not a bad place to be.
Or under the table, in Sakonk's case. He was under
yes,
the table.
Neo.
that was Brian Bloom and those guys over there, right? Actually, we're going to have him on the show here up coming up in January as well. He wants to come back on the show. So,
oh, cool.
We'll have Realms of Trinity on again. Then in episode 112, we had the Red Pack, which is our own GQ Tracker and his team working on their NWN2 module. Pack of Wolves. We need to get an update from them.
Isn't that about when we started getting somebody new doing the graphics for our...
Yeah, that was GQ Trekker's son.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Right, yeah. They look bloody hair marvelous.
Jeremiah was his name. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Down out now.
AKA Listru. Yeah, he did some cool graphics for us for a while for a lot of the episodes. Actually, he was
Jeremiah, AKA Listru.
Actually, he started doing them way back. Way back on, about episode 101. About episode after 100 is when he started doing
I remember
them.
Way back.
Shut
when
up.
Jeremiah started doing the graphics.
You lost it.
I was from Uncle Tom's Cabin, right?
Okay. Way back in the woods, we used to have mice running around to power up our computer.
All right, Grandpa, I'll take the rest of them.
Well, then there was episode 113. It was Into the Forgotten Realms.
Whoa, your teeth fell out.
Wasn't forgotten.
You
lost, so damn old.
You lost your teeth.
Sorry about that.
Gross. Put it back in. And get those things off the table. Put them back in your mouth.
How's that, Sonny?
Okay, here, have a cookie.
I'm going to assume that episode 114 came somewhere around September 18th or 19th, if I'm correct.
September 19th.
19th?
Yeah, and then for some reason, Mark did not want to air it.
So is that another lost episode?
Well, that's the only
that
lost is the episode. Lost episode.
That is the lost episode.
So no pirates.
So maybe we'll have it on the CD that we're going to put out next year.
Here you go. We'll have a bonus feature. The Lost episode.
And,
Lost episode!
Oh, okay, so here's what I was talking about earlier. Exciting episode. Neverwinter Nights 2 Golden Dragon Awards.
Yes, the podcast won.
Yeah. Right, that's what I was trying to get at, but I was a little too early, so sorry about that. Here we are now.
A premature.
Yeah, a little premature.
That was really cool.
That was an awesome episode, as well as
recognized by your peers,
as well as getting to win it.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And we have a huge, big old logo about it on the front page too of our website.
The logo is like takes up huge tracts of land.
Huge tracts of land.
That's right. I said it. I went there.
I tell you, one of the funnest episodes.
Fell over too and burned up in the swamp.
And then, okay, I guess we had another first. Stryker B did his first interview in episode 116. And he interviewed the guys from the Isles of Sunset Persistent World in 116.
Stryker B? Stryker B?
Yes, our little boy from Israel.
Then we had Never Ending Nights.
That was one of the funnest episodes that I think I've had all year.
I was bummed that I wasn't on that one.
Oh man, I wish you could have been there.
Yeah,
I wasn't there either, but I really enjoyed
Thomas.
It was right up my alley, but it was fun to listen to.
Thomas Logue is hysterical.
They sound like they have a lot of fun making those.
Oh yeah, I want to have him back on the show.
Well, that was the first time we had Travis, and we had him later on for. But we'll get to that, I suppose.
Well, then we had Avalos on again in 118, which we already talked about.
Oh, those guys again. They're here all the time.
And then we just did one with Travis.
Oh, look, that's them hanging out over there on the couch.
Yeah, I was bummed at missing the Travis episode, too.
Put your thread back in your spool. He was getting thread all over the couch.
Oh, was he knitting or mending some socks?
Yes. And then in 119, we had Ashley had Travis on all by himself. I interviewed him on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that's the one. It's like I ended up had to Facebook friend him so I could ask him a bunch of.
Hey, you were going to come to that. Did you get?
Yeah.
What'd you get? Oh, did the cat pussy get you?
Woo. That'd be nice.
So I wonder if we could get Travis to do some music for the audio drama.
Oh, yes, I know he will.
That would be
all you
got to
do is ask him.
Because you're his new agent, right?
Of course.
I didn't get the memo.
Actually, he's going to do some music for the 2010 podcast, hopefully, for our intros and extras. I've asked him to do that, and he said he would.
Awesome.
Very cool.
And then in our last episode before this one, we had Lincoln Robinson, a.k.a. All Up In You.
That was a murder.
You were there for that one, Longbottom, weren't you?
No, that was Jay. That's right.
Oh, no, his cousin Jay was there. Right. That's right.
I'm going to have to send you a picture so you keep it right. Okay? Yeah,
that's where the comments seem to be. Are the comments broken on that one? No one's leaving comments on that
one. I saw only one.
They got murdered. It's a murder in Dunlop, right?
Yeah, that was the name of the module that he's created, yeah.
My favorite question was, hey, did you realize that All Up In You meant All Up In You? Which was, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I thought it was funny when the guy said it's not a podcast until something's getting mispronounced, and then Trey immediately mispronounces something.
That's right. That's what he does. I mean,
it didn't even dawn on
his character. You know,
it did not even dawn on me that was All Up In You. I thought it was a looping. I thought it was a looping you.
I thought they planned it, but I don't think they did.
No,
haven't you read the character sheet, the Trey character sheet?
Shut up.
Quirks, mispronounces on cue, on demand.
Shut up. So, what was y'all's favorite moment of 2009?
Besides winning?
Yeah.
I have to agree. I think it's quite an accomplishment to be acknowledged by your peers for contributing to the community. But at the same time, if you just look at all the episodes that you've had and all the different teams and individuals that all the community that you've been able to showcase, I think that is probably the crowning jewel of this show.
Amen, brother. So did anybody have a most embarrassing moment of 2009?
The ones that weren't edited out, you mean? I don't know, being live was kind of rough.
I guess probably every episode I embarrass myself, don't I?
No, well,
so was it really hard doing the live stuff with like the IRC or the StickAM stuff for people?
Yeah.
It was just it was distracting because we'd get...
Yeah, it was very distracting.
Because somebody would be reading and they'd be then...
I have to think Skunk taking off his clothes would be kind of embarrassing.
Well, that was when we tried... That was the one time we tried to actually video.
It's like Neverwinter Nights porn. I don't think we need that.
We had video. Porn we tried cat. Video streaming. It just streaming. Doesn't work. And so everybody in the IRC could watch us, could see all of us. Well, they could see me and Skunk, and wasn't your cousin Jay there one time for that?
I don't know, maybe.
I think he was. Dave, you never were on video.
No, I never had that.
Thought this had been public anyway.
No, at that point, the only thing I had that would do video was my camcorder, and I'd hook it up, which would look, you'd put it on monitor, and it'd work good for like 4 minutes, and it would turn into demo mode, and it starts turning me, you know, all the different electronic things it can do to your picture. So I'd go negative and sepia tone, and then I'd start pixelating and all these things. It's like, it was a scary thing. And then it would just shut down. So it wasn't a webcam. You guys can't handle me live. Okay, that's a Skunk thing to say.
Oh, what? Which interview that out of all the interviews that we did in 2009 was your favorite?
Oh, they're all so good.
Which interview out of all 2009 did you like the most?
I'd say I really couldn't. They each
that's
one
that's
has
the same
its own
way of saying the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Each one is interesting and informing in its own way.
You can't get like a general answer like that.
I just did.
You could say like they were all really, really good, but the one that really stood out to me was the one with the machinima stuff.
With the machinima?
Yes. Never Ending Nights. That was very entertaining.
Have you watched all of those?
No, not all of them, but I've watched quite a few of them.
It was funny that they mentioned the watching the first few and then really kicking it into gear after that, because way back when it came out, I'd watched the first few and then went, okay, I'm dragon.
I don't remember which
you're a dragon.
It was, but...
You were a dragon?
No, it was going slow for me at the start.
Oh, okay.
Right. I think there was some comments that one of the hosts actually had gone and watched these like several years ago, and you had to talk about them in the show before they really got going.
Yeah, I think I said that. And he goes, and you didn't like them? That was funny.
That's right. I enjoyed, you know.
I don't think there were very, and I, my answer was, no, I don't think there was very many of them back then.
But at the same time, you could say the same thing about this show. It took us about 5 or 6 episodes to really kind of get the hang of things.
Yep. How did you know that? You weren't there.
I have listened to them. I'm not an idiot.
Actually, probably my favorite to do was episode 114.
Oh, the lost one?
That we did during Talk Like a Pirate Day.
So give us a sample of something that was in there, since we haven't been able to hear it.
Arg!
Oh, you know, I heard there's a new pirate movie coming out. It's rated R!
My gosh.
Wait, that was, you did that one, and you lost your accent there, Mr. Longbottom, on ARG. I want to hear your American doing English doing American ARG.
ARG!
That Trey?
No, that wasn't me.
No, that was me.
That was Longbottom. Wow.
We also had, I think we had Avast was in there.
I can do Trey. Hello, y'all.
You asshole.
Why don't y'all come down here for a spell?
I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to tell Jay not to let you on the show ever again.
Jay's not here.
I'll try it. Jay's not here. Come back later.
So I wonder how many listeners did we have?
Four.
I wonder how many listeners did we have for 2009?
Four.
How many did we drop
in 2009? Four. You know, I did a search earlier this week. It's not really about how many people were listening, but I did do a search, and I thought I found something rather interesting. There was a lot of pictures of people who were wearing their Neverwinter Nights T-shirts.
Really?
Right. It's the people that had won contest had taken pictures or snaps of themselves wearing the shirts and had put them up on their blogs. It was really interesting.
How many did you find?
About, I think four. At least three, if not four.
Hang on, I'll look up video or images on Google of the podcast. Well, there you go. There's one. There's Enoa.
Well, the only traffic I can see is we get about 5,000 to 6,000 hits a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I put out a new a YouTube promo for my Treasure Island last week.
Oh, very good, very good.
Actually, see if it's out there, if anybody's looked at it. YouTube.
I thought the T-shirt was particularly funny because it was the Heal Not Thine Enemies shirt. It was really cute.
When did you do that? When did you heal your enemy? That was you, right? Or, sorry, your cousin. You sound so much like Jay. It's amazing.
No, it's amazing. I'm staying in character. You stay playing yourself, and you still can't stay in character.
But you sound so much like Jay. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, do we have anything else to talk about?
And now for something completely different.
We could talk about Finland.
Well, before we go on, before we get to the end,
that silly place.
I like to be serious for just a second. And I'd just like to say a special thanks to everybody that was on our show. And I think they made 2009 worth doing it. Don't you guys think?
Oh, totally agree with that.
Yes, I would have to agree with that as well, since this is only the first show I've been on, but I think it seems to be carried across all the other ones.
Well, they are the podcast.
Right. This is the community podcast. Neverwinter Nights community podcast, right?
And without them, there's...
Without them, we're just three people talking to each other.
I don't even know about that.
Okay, folks, so thanks for joining us in this reminiscing of the year 2009 for the NWN podcast. We appreciate the constant listener. Keep it up.
Until next time,
get in game
and level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com. Or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights Podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights Podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast. The Neverwinter Nights Podcast is copyright 2009.
I thought Baptist didn't drink.
Oh, I was going to say, did you see my song I wrote?
Yes, I did.
I wrote that, dude. Melting through the snow in a one-night dragon sleigh. O'er the hills we go, screaming all away.
Hey, how hard?
Melting through the snow in a one-night dragon sleigh. O'er the hills we go, screaming all the way.
Oh, scare me.
Swords in their sheaths ring, making a dead fright. Oh, what fun it is to slay and sling a killing thong tonight. Ah! Oh, killing bells, wow. Killing. Killing all the way. Oh, what I haven't sung this last part. Oh, what dread it is to ride in a one-night dragon sleigh. Hey!
Ow.
Oh, is that too loud? Killing slaves, killing sills, killing. Well, it's kind of morbid though, isn't it?
Part two. It's just. How is it gonna be in the Neverwinter Night world but not be morbid? I explained that one to me. You like it when I talk in that voice? He's not here. Come back later.
No, the British one.
The Texas British one. Not the Texas British one, but the British one itself, right? Okay, so you've all sitting here, you've got to play this game, Neverwinter Nights. It's really nice. I like a lot of the characters and the role playing. It's very fun.
Now I'm talking like
just,
this.
Just one sentence. I just did one sentence to latch onto. Just one complete thought.
Trey.
What?
Your British accent sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, is that what you're
I didn't say it.
You gotta watch more Doctor Who.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's British. It's. What is it?
Cockney.
Hey.
That's you just got on top of the back. Oh, yeah, bro.
That's right. You got to swallow some letters.
Bind them together.
Well, pretend like you're the Gecko Lizard. Gecko. Hello, I'm a Gecko.
I like my tail.
Gecko from the get-go. You like Spice of Insurance.
He ate all my mints.
Bloody hell, he ate all my mints.
I had to tell Heidi what he said on that one. Last like three ads I had to interpret for him.
He ate all my mints. We watched the Holy Grail at work today, or yesterday, because the system we were trying to work with, SAP, and development was down. And I loved it. The DVD menu has got the menu options up there, and then it's got a hard of hearing menu option. And if you click on it, it's the Gumby voice going, "Play movie!" Really, really loud. And it just reads off all the menu options in this really, really loud quit voice. It's hilarious. Special features!
Is it Cleese doing it? Or is...
I don't know which one was doing it, but it was just hilarious. Like, what is that? And I click it, and he just starts screaming things at me. It's like, oh, that's good.
He's got two heads of coconuts, and he's banging together.
Yeah, what'd you get those coconuts?
Written on a what?
I love it. Later on in the movie, you see right before the witch scene, there's a guy standing there tying coconuts to a slaw.
they're doing their experiment.
Yeah, and letting them go. It's like, that's great.
Perhaps if they had it on a line.
Right.